My sister, I want you to tell me if this is you. You feel like time has been running from you. You've been overwhelmed with a busy schedule. You have daily distractions coming between you and God. Sometimes you even feel unmotivated for Bible study. You've never really developed a consistent Bible study routine, or you did have one, but over time you let it go. Because let's face it, life just got more busy. Sister, I know how that feels because I've been there. This is why you have to be strategic and planful. This is why developing a Bible study routine is the best way to create a lasting habit and the way to grow closer to God. I know, my sister, I know that you want the kind of peace in your heart that only God can give you. I know you want to be clear-minded and focused. You want to actually look forward to your Bible study, even on your most difficult days. You want to actually hear from God every day. And most importantly, you want to grow in your faith. So, are you ready to take back your time with God? Are you ready to stop letting the enemy get in the way of your relationship with your Father in heaven? My sister, I want to sit down with you to come up with a strategy that can work specifically for you and your unique time needs. A strategy that can help you draw closer to God every day through a consistent Bible study routine that, believe it or not, only takes about 10 minutes or less. Yes, you heard it. You only need one call, my sister, to get you started, and you're going to get some quick wins. So, are you ready? Just go to theintentionalchristianwoman.com to book a call with me today. I look forward to hearing from you, my sister. Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time.
What is one of the best ways to hear directly from God? Well, sister, you know that I always tell you that through the scriptures, through the Bible, it is the way, right? And I absolutely stand by that. But there is another amazing way to hear from God, and it may not surprise you, but you may find it that on a typical basis, it may be a difficult thing to do. And we're going to talk about why, and we're going to talk about how you can remedy that. So first of all, I'm Rosie. If you're new here, I'm your sister, I'm your friend, I'm your mentor, and I am so happy to be here. Normally, if you're new here, my voice does not sound like this. I am going through my allergy seasons, dealing with some asthma issues. It is just that time of the year. April showers bring May flowers. I mean, it is April when I'm recording this, if you're listening to on a different month, but yeah, it's that time of year. So forgive my voice. Hopefully it will get better for next week. But yes, I am so happy to be here and be just kind of talking through a little bit of this and sharing some amazing verses that I think will really help you. And then at the end of this podcast, you are going to hear me say a prayer to God. So you can join me in that prayer as I actually prayed. It's a recording of me praying and praising God in my front yard in the sounds of the dawn of nature and the birds singing. It was beautiful just being in the presence of God. All right, my sister. All right, let's do it. So one of the next best ways of hearing from God, aside from being in your Bible, which is my number one, is being still. Being still and being silent. Think of those two S's, being still and being silent. Literally, it is something that is good for you physically and mentally, just to stop and be in quiet, maybe in a quiet part of your house, in a corner, in a room, if you can, and if weather permits, outdoors. If it's a part of the day that it's quiet, or if you're in an area that is quiet, anywhere that you feel like it could be quiet or much quieter, preferably completely quiet. And if it's not quiet, you can absolutely put on those cancellation noise headphones or listen to some just relaxing instrumentals, worship instrumentals. That's okay too, because you are still, you know, in the presence of God in the quiet, and you're even listening to those. Because I actually have done that too, where maybe I haven't been able to be in complete silence, but I have listened to the worship instrumentals, and it has been actually something helpful that has allowed me to hear his voice. So that's the thing. That's the next best way that I love to hear from God. And the thing is that, remember, I want to encourage you, my sister, you know, we have the Holy Spirit. This is an amazing gift that we have. Holy Spirit is living inside us. And so often Holy Spirit is speaking to us, but we are not listening. There's so much noise around us. There's so many distractions in life. I mean, you name it. These distractions are everywhere now, right, sister? So we have to take time, intentional time, to be in silence and in quiet. So I want to share a couple of verses with you. And the first one is found in Psalm 62, verse 1. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. The second one is, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. Habakkuk 2:20. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Ah, that's where he was. God was in a gentle whisper. Whoa, that is like one of the most encouraging verses about silence and just hearing God speak. That's in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12. One of my favorites is this next one, Psalm 46:10, where God is talking to David in all the chaos and the wars happening and everything. He's encouraging him and he's saying, be still and know that I am God. He's asking him to trust him. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Being still is such a gift that you can give yourself. Exodus 33:14 says, and he said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. And this gift that you get in stillness is rest, is a reset of your mind and of your heart and of your physical being, you know, where you can just cancel everything out, cancel all the noise out, and just invite God in. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Wow. 1 Corinthians 3:16 reminds us about the Holy Spirit living in us. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Wow. And then Psalm 27:4, one thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That is so beautiful. Psalm 46:10 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. And Psalm 91, verse 1 through 2 says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. I hope and pray, my sisters, that these verses have encouraged you to take time this week, or even today if you can, to be in silence and be in God's presence. So please join me in this prayer.
Thank you, my Father, for such a beautiful, beautiful dawn, beautiful morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the sounds of nature, for your birds singing, that I can be out here. And I can't always do this, but it is so good when I can. It is such a refreshing
time for my soul to just hear you through other parts of creation. Why do the birds sing in the morning? I don't know. But it's beautiful. Why can't we sing more? Why can't I sing more in the morning like they do? I mean, yeah, listening to songs of praise, I love that. I was doing that this morning. That was great. But actually singing like them, you know, it's just like, wow, it's so amazing. And being out here and breathing nature, and it's a privilege that I can do that on a day that I have to go to work. And thank you for waking me up extra early today. I didn't even plan on this, but it was so great. You know, sometimes you know best than I do. Actually, you always know best than I do. But even when you wake me up earlier, when literally my body's like, I don't need to sleep anymore. And it just gets up and it's just like, oh, wow, I have these extra, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And it's just so wonderful. It makes me want to get up early every day, earlier than ever, to be able to breathe you in and listen to your voice. And I've been just in silence and hearing your direction and inviting you into my life and into my heart and into my brain, into my mind, and asking you, what are my next steps, God? What do you want me to do? How should I proceed with this and that? And then hearing you speak in the silence. There's nothing like this. It is so great. And I thank you so much for this honor and privilege, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I look forward to today, like forward to the week, to the weekend. I'm grateful, grateful for my family, for my friends, for the church, for the women that I get to speak to through this podcast, for helping me, you know, rebuild my new website. It's so gorgeous. Thanks to you. It's more welcoming. It's more just clear. It's what I want these awesome sisters to see, is this beautiful ministry that you have put me in charge of. It is such an honor for me that you've entrusted me with this. Thank you, Lord, for providing the means to do all of this, God. And even in unexpected ways, you have done this recently. Thank you. I love you, Lord. I praise you. I lift you up, God. And as the day gets going, as the cars start coming through the streets, I lift up today, the rest of this day, this week. I pray for all my sisters here that are listening. I pray for each one of them, Lord, through whatever they're going through, their circumstances. Help them, energize them, give them a new hope. Help them get rid of the guilt, the guilty lies that are surrounding them all the time. And to see that you are the father of truth, not the father of lies, unlike Satan. You are truth, and the truth is found in your scriptures. And truth is found through Holy Spirit. When we're in silence, you speak to us when we invite you in. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that truth can be found also through advice and counsel from one another, from godly women and men who can help us, Lord. Thank you that all truth is found in your word. All scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. I'm so grateful for that verse. It is truly what encompasses your word. Thank you for the Bible, and thank you for prayer, and thank you for meditation in the mornings, and thank you for silent times, and thank you for the sounds of nature and for breathing in you, breathing in life to me and my family. I'm grateful, Lord. I love you. In your hands, I place this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other and sister. If you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further, because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.